Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're going to go right to that fan hotline and talk to one of our best guests and one of our favorite guys. And that, of course, is Michael Hawley from NBC Sports in Boston. And also, if you go way, way back, from Point Park College.
How about that?
Hi, Mike.
Point Park College, not even Point Park University then. Right?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but they sent me. A new diploma that says Point Park University.
Well, they did not send it to me, so that is another reason for me to come to Pittsburgh, either late 2020, early 21, and then another thing. We've got to go to Archie's because I got to get those wings. And so Archie's also has a Paul Zeiss grilled cheese.
It's a sandwich that I every time I go in there, you know, they would say, hey, what do you want to eat? And I kept saying, can you just make me some grilled cheese sandwich? And finally, Archie said, you know what? I'm just going to put the damn thing on the menu. And so there is a grilled cheese sandwich that's completely named after me.
This is what we have to do. I'm telling you. So I'm coming to Pittsburgh. We're going to go to Archie's. We're going to get some wings. We're going to get the Paul Zeiss sandwich. And we're going to do the show in person because, first of all, I need to go to a restaurant with you where we can actually get something more than old school. The place is not there anymore. San Remo's not there anymore, is it? Right off of Wood Street?
It is there. It actually still exists. Now,
it's
not
San
in the
Remo?
Same form that it was when we were. Yeah, it moved down the street, but yes, it's still there. It moved. It moved like half a block down the street.
We used to get the college.
So it is there.
A large cheese pizza, two liter Coke for like $4 or something like that.
Yeah, it was five. It was actually $5. The college special: a large pizza and a liter of Coke for two
That's
liters
what
or whatever of Coke. Yes.
Do you hear me?
And
right?
You know what? There were some nights. Oh, you hear? I can hear you okay.
Okay, all right. Fine.
I don't know what to tell you other than we're still doing it remotely. So sometimes
that's
it's a
cool.
Little different.
No, we're good. What's going on, man?
But well, I was going to say this. The thing about if you remember back in college, there were some nights when three of us had a hard time coming up with the $5 to be able to afford the college special. You know what I mean?
For all college graduates out there, or anybody out there, okay, if you are short on funds, it will turn around for you. Okay, I promise you, it's going to turn around. I used to go to the mailbox. So growing up in Ohio, you know, about a couple hours away from Pittsburgh, I used to go to the mailroom at Point Park and just stand by the mailbox and just hope that there would be money there. I would just hope, like anybody, please, like a neighbor from Ohio, some great person in Pittsburgh who didn't even know me, just wanted to give me like a couple of dollars. And I remember one day I went to the ATM knowing I didn't have any money. I was like, oh, maybe something to come out. Money did come out. And I thought, oh, wow, it's a miracle. You know what happened? It was just my tax returns came in. The tax returns. But, yeah, money was tight. You are absolutely right. It was tight there.
That was college, and then that was the way you survive college, and then you hopefully get to a point where you can afford the college special on any given night. Mike, you've got an interesting story up there brewing with the Patriots, and the fact that you got Cam Newton up, to take over for Tom Brady. What is the buzz like up there? I guess that's where we'll start.
So this is as you know, this is how an average Patriots fan looks at it. Average Patriots fan, even when Tom Brady, of all people, Tom Brady walks out the door, your average Patriots fan says, well, Bill must know something. Bill will figure it out. So the whole, in Bill Belichick, we trust. And so I think it was kind of fake in Bill Belichick, we trust, the last couple of months, because Brady went to Tampa and they were left with a fourth round pick who has thrown more interceptions in his career than touchdowns, Jarrett Stidham, second year guy, supposed to be your starting quarterback. People said, oh, maybe Bill sees something. And I was thinking, there's no way. If Jarrett Stidham is going to be your starting quarterback, you're probably going to win 6 or 7 games. And then Cam Newton comes in. And it's really, I think people are just excited because they're thinking that Cam is going to be healthy. Now, look, there's a lot of ifs there. Hey, if Cam can get back, you know, if he can be okay with the tough coaching that Bill Belichick will give, if the shoulder's okay, if the foot's all right, if he looks the way he did in parts of 2018, the Patriots have a steal. But that's a lot of ifs, isn't it? I just think people look at that name, Paul, and think about vintage Cam Newton, and they get excited because they went from Jarrett Stidham, envisioning Jarrett Stidham under center, and now all of a sudden they can see Cam Newton there.
And if he's Cam Newton, the MVP candidate, I mean, I think that puts the Patriots right back in the conversation, doesn't it? Even though I think they've got it, they don't have a lot of great weapons around him. I think if he's the MVP candidate again, I think that puts him in a different category.
Yeah, MVP Cam, is that person still in there? You know, you think about Newton, he's just 31. And so I know it seems like he's been around longer, but he's 31 years old. But has he taken so many hits? He's taken more hits than anybody in football the last, you know, 5-6 years by a significant margin. Has he taken so many hits that he just can't be the guy that he was? But you're right. If he's an MVP candidate, it completely changes their offense because now you'd be foolish to go in and try to run the Tom Brady offense with Cam Newton. So what you suddenly become is this fierce running team where you got Cam, you know he's going to run it, and you're going to rely on Sony Michel and James White and the kid Damian Harris out of Alabama who really didn't play last year, but they drafted him in the third round, so they got to put him in there to justify that pick. And then you spend a lot of money on your guards. Yeah, I think they probably have the most expensive guards in the league and Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason. So that's the identity of the team. But once again, Paul, it's that big if. If Cam Newton is healthy, yes, they're back in the conversation.
It is a big if. So you're saying you don't have a lot of faith in Jarrett Stidham?
I have no faith in Jarrett Stidham. I just don't. See, and I think part of it is, poor guy. Doesn't this happen sometimes? And I heard you making fun of your, kind of teasing your colleagues there, their promo on your show. You ever get into it with a colleague? This happens in the media all the time. So you feel one way, one of your colleagues feels another way, and so now you start to become entrenched in your position. And it's not even about the argument. It becomes bigger than the argument. It just becomes about being right over somebody that you work with. That's what's happening right now with Jarrett Stidham here. I work with a couple of guys who have bought all, they have bought all in on Stidham. I have heard so much nonsense about Jarrett Stidham in Boston. I've heard he's a first-round talent. He's got a lot of moxie and all this stuff. So well, wait a minute. I don't think ever in NFL history, I don't think any guy has been identified in college. No quarterback has been identified as a first-round talent in college and then drafted in the fourth round. Now, we know there are guys who are not identified in college, and they become great in the pros, and we say, how did they last until the third round, like Russell Wilson or something? But you think of the last time, Paul, somebody was identified as a first-round talent their last year in college and then went in the fourth round. I don't think that's ever happened. It didn't work like that in the NFL with quarterbacks. So there's been a lot of hype propaganda around Jarrett Stidham, and I'm not buying.
Well, I was going to say, Michael, it didn't quite happen here, but close, because the Steelers insisted that Mason Rudolph was a first-round talent that they got in the third round.
and then you saw him play, right? And you said, okay.
Yeah, first-round talent in the World League of America Football, maybe, but not in the NFL.
But this is what happens. Now you appreciate Ben Roethlisberger a lot more now after you've seen that last year. I mean, it's amazing. Mike Tomlin did a great job last year to get 8 wins. How many quarterbacks did they have? Who's my guy? Who's their third quarterback? Who was their third quarterback last year?
Duck Hodges. I was trying to think of who you were talking about. Devlin Duck Hodges.
Come on, stop it. You win 8 games. You've got Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges? That's an incredible job. You appreciate Roethlisberger a lot more now.
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is, you know, with Roethlisberger, it's can Mason Rudolph get better and become somewhat of a respectable player, or they're going to have to go get somebody else. But I'm going to tell you this much, Mike, and you're not going to believe this, but you can look it up if you don't, because I've actually written about it. The 10 years prior to Ben Roethlisberger becoming the starting quarterback, right? The 10 years prior were better than his last 10 years. And I'm talking about the team. So, you know, they went to more AFC title games. You know, they went to as many Super Bowls, et cetera. So, actually, they went to more Super Bowls because in the last they went to as many Super Bowls. But his last 10 years, even though they've had this franchise quarterback and we're told that when he's done, you know, everything's going to blow up, if you look at the 10 years prior to when he was the starter, right, when they had guys like Kent Graham and Mike Tomczak and Tommy Maddox and Cordell Stewart, they actually, those 10 years were better.
Don't forget my man, Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell was, I think, he was there 1 year, one or two of those years. But my point is, if you go from 2019 to 2009, right, that stretch was not as good as the 10 years prior to Ben. So the Steelers are a great organization. They'll figure it out, right?
But, you know, knowing Paul Zeiss the way I know Paul Zeiss, you could take that stat, which sounds like what you did. You took that stat and you turned it into a big negative. When I could turn around, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you. I'm going to turn that around and tell you that is a sign of a healthy organization, because 2009 to 2019 for Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, we know that was a successful period. And so just because it didn't match the period before doesn't mean the period was a failure.
What I'm saying is that the 10 years without Ben, they were able to actually achieve, you know, a lot of things. And so, to your point, that's what I'm saying. It's a great organization. They'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. All right. So no, you didn't. So you didn't do the Paul Zeiss thing. So that's gross. That's gross. I thought you were. See, I misunderstood. I thought you were going to turn that into a little arguing point.
Well, it is sort of a negative that trolls the Ben Roethlisberger fanboys in town, but that's a different story.
Okay. I knew there was something behind it. Okay, all right.
but anyway,
haven't changed that much.
Yeah, last one for you, Mike, before I let you go. Yep. I mean, how many more draft picks and fines do the Patriots have to get before we're allowed to officially call them cheaters?
Listen, you are what I am not even going to argue with you. You are 100%. This is going to shock you that I'm going to say this. You are 100% correct. You're 100% correct. Look, this last one, and this I'm going to tell you. I'm going to admit some. I'm going to show you my vulnerability here. All right. I like to think that I'm prepared before going on a radio show or a TV show. I like to think I'm prepared. Let me tell you how I found out about the Cincinnati Bengals thing. I was on a radio show with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker in L.A. And they said, Parker is always, he's like a big Patriots troll. He's like, oh, the Patriots, those cheaters, they're cheating again. And I was like, yeah, what are you talking about? So that's when I found out. I didn't even know. They told me about the Cincinnati thing when it first happened. I was like, oh, yeah, right. You think the Patriots are going to be have a camera on the worst team in football? And they did. Now, listen, I don't care what they say. I don't care that they claim that, hey, this was a different department and didn't benefit football operations. When you're the New England Patriots and you have that on your resume, everybody in your organization, I know this sounds extreme, but everybody in your organization has to know you can't do anything with cameras. As a matter of fact, you can't even take selfies. You go into a press box, don't even take selfies. Don't do anything with your camera phone. Don't have an old school digital camera. Don't do anything because that is the soft spot. That's the sensitive spot for the organization. And if anything even looks like it's 15% off, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt, nor do you deserve it. So losing a third-round pick in 2021, if you look at the cost here, since 2007, I wrote about this today, since 2007, on one hand, since 2007, they've won 78% of their games. But also since 2007, they've lost two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and a fourth-round pick. That's come from the NFL. I mean, at some point, you just have to say, look, we can't do this. We can't do this because it will catch up. It will bite you. Even if it doesn't bite you on the field, you don't want that. You don't want that to be on your resume forever. It's an easy clapback for somebody. If you're a Patriots fan, say, oh yeah, we're the greatest organization. You and anybody else can say, well, okay, but tell me about the cheating. And it's hard to argue against you.
Well, Michael, great
you're
stuff
shocked.
As always.
You're
it's
shocked.
Always great to
you're
catch
shocked
up
that
with
I said that. You're
yes.
shocked. You're
I, you have, absolutely.
You're speechless. I've never heard you speechless. I've known you for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, again, I am speechless, and so you shocked me with that. But at least you're showing growth too.
We've
got to get
there.
To a break, Mike. So, you're getting
man.
There, but
it's married with kids. it has done a number on me. There it is. That's what I'll attribute it all to that. But hey, man, love you.
All right,
love
Mike.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you at
Thanks, man.
At Archie's.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. That's Michael Hawley of NBC Boston. I'm Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.